Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
جن کی تصویر سینے میں موجود ہے.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, we welcome you to this program. It is the Spiritual Breakfast. This is our interview segment with Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahab Damat Barakatuhu. The date today is the 1st of Muharram, 1446. Let's welcome Mufti Sahab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa Zaid Khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
So we discussed the fiqh of Muharram. Today we'll be discussing the do's and don'ts of Muharram. Mufti Sahab, where do we start with this?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. First few points. Number one is we should know that in 80% or plus countries of the world, today, Monday, is the 2nd of Muharram 1446. Because remember, in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa, and most countries in the world, yesterday, Sunday, was the first, and the Kiswa, the Ghilaf of the Kaaba, was also changed yesterday. That is just for your information. South Africa, Southern Africa, and few other countries, today is the 1st of Muharram 1446. Second, Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilaihi Raji'un, a family we know very, very well. They are one of the old families in Heidelberg, the Dengor family. Last week there was a janaza in that family. Our sister Sharifa Dengor passed away. And last night we heard the sad incident, tragic incident, that Ahmad Dengor passed away. He was shot, and another brother, Zakir Shamsuddin, I don't know too much about him, but Ahmad Dengor and his family and them, I know them very, very well. So Allah alone knows what happened. Some people say it was road rage. Some people say there was some trying to kidnap or hijack and so forth. So whatever it is, Allah alone knows best. But these two Muslim youngsters, they are, both were shot and they passed away. So obviously now today there will be post-mortem and all those issues. So therefore we don't know the details of the janaza, but make dua for Ahmad Dengor and Zakir Shamsuddin. Allah Jalla Wala grant them Jannat Al-Firdaus Al-A'la. Allah grant their families, you know, to lose a son at such young age is testing times and big trials for the family, parents and, you know, family members. So Allah grant the family also Sabri Jameel. Our duas, our thoughts are with you. And Allah Ta'ala, always we should read these two verses. Surah 14, verse 41, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. O beloved Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents and the believers the day the reckoning is established. And likewise, the other verse we should read, and by heart all this, Surah 59, verse 10, in the 28th Supara, 28 Jews, that is just by the first quarter, where the first quarter ends, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِمَانِ. Ya Allah, Jalla wa'ala, forgive us. Forgive our brothers, sisters who passed away before us with Iman. And for those of us who are alive, وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلَّ. Ya Allah, do not place in our hearts the malice, the rank, the hatred. لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. For people who have through Iman, O our Allah, sustainer, nourisher, you are very, very compassionate, very merciful. Such a beautiful dua for ourselves, for the ummah, for those who passed away with Iman Islam, those who are alive. So comprehensive it is. Chapter 59 and verse number 10 in the 28 Jews, 28 Supara. Third one, I just went through my phone now and answered the questions. So also in our part of the world, and that's Nigel, we have a very, very avid listener, Haji. So you must remember Kasuji, you know, the old man. So Rashid Bhai, we called him Haji Rashid Bhai Kasuji. He's not well at all. So make dua, Allah Jalla Wala, make easy for him. Allahumma in kanatil hayatu khayran lahu fa ahyihi. Wa in kanatil wafatu khayran lahu fa tawaffahu. Ya Allah, if life is better, give him life. Don't make him muhtaj of people, make him muhtaj of you alone, Ya Allah. If death is better, give death with Iman and Islam. Ya Allah is one of your pious servants. That wala wuzakki alallahi ahad. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala knows best, but that is what we know. So Allah Ta'ala make easy for our Haji Rashid Bhai of Nigel as well. Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So now the whole world is in Muharram 1446, okay? So now, what are the do's? So remember, the first do is this. I want you, the esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, to read these four du'as with me. The first du'a is when the year starts, the Islamic year starts, a new year starts. We don't have what the non-Muslims have, wine, dine and swine. On the 1st of January 2001, I was in America, December, and then I flew to Canada. So before that, I've been to Niagara Falls with my brother Yusuf Dokrat in summer. Beautiful, magnificent. One of the best falls you will see in the world. The Canadian side is much superior and better compared to the American side. So when I went in December, so I wanted to show my wife, it was midwinter, minus 18, minus 20 degrees. One of the coldest days in my life, you know. So we went there and so forth, 1st January 2001. Wherever you walk, you just see condoms and bottles and all that everywhere. Wine bottles, alcohol and all this, you see. So that is their culture. Our culture, our teaching, preaching is something else. It's not time for celebration, it's time for reflection. We're going nearer and nearer to our death. We're going nearer to our qabr and so forth. So we have to learn all this to us. So, oh, esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, I sent it out of my status just now, so you can look at it there also. So read after me the hadith Imam Tabarani rahimahullah has mentioned in Mu'jam Awsat. He wrote Mu'jam Kabir, Mu'jam Awsat, Mu'jam Saghir, Al-Ma'ajim Al-Thalatha. Anyway, these are all technical jargon, you don't have to worry about that. Read after me the Sunnah dua when a new year starts. Allahumma adkhilhu alayna. Oh Allah, let this new year, Luna year, Islamic year, enter upon us. Bil amni wal iman, was salamati wal Islam. Ya Allah, grant us safety, security. Ya Allah, protect and preserve our iman, our Islam. We live with iman, Islam, and we die with it also and pass away with it. Wa ridwanim min ar-Rahman, and then we seek the pleasure of Allah Jalla wa'ala. Remember that Allah states, wa ridwanum min Allahi akbar, the pleasure of Allah is the biggest thing. Wa jiwarim min ash-shaytan, and protection, remember, from Satan, Shaitan, Lucifer, his cronies and his comrades and whoever else. Yeah, we must remember that Almighty Allah teaches us that we don't want only the pleasure of Almighty Allah, we want the pleasure of Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I saw an article now in the weekend people sent to me. To be honest, I was very, very unhappy, let's put that word, and with that article. Because if you read the whole article, you won't find Nabi alayhi salam's name anywhere. And it's written by ulama. So, I mean, that's very sad. So, you'll just find about Allah Ta'ala, but nothing about Nabi alayhi salatu salam. So, it's about the paddle tennis business and that. So, to me, it doesn't make sense. Quran Sharif states, Surah Tawbah, chapter 9, verse 62. Wallahu wa rasuluhu ahakku ayyurduhu in kanu mu'mineen. That Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam are more deserving. Ayyurduhu, you must please him. Allah Jalla wa'ala mentioned his name, his own name, Wallah, and mentioned Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's name. Nami nami isme grami. But you see that when it came to the pronoun, the zamir, Allah mentioned singular. You can't, Allah won't be pleased with us unless Nabi alayhi salam is pleased with us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam won't be pleased with us unless Allah ta'ala is pleased with us. That is the secret. In kanu mu'minin, if they have true iman. So I'm not saying they did it deliberately, obviously it's a mistake. But we must be very circumspect and careful in this regard. Chapter 9, verse 62. So that is the dua, remember that. Then another dua we sent out to you all, and every month we send it out. So that is when the new Islamic month is going to start. Mawlana Ahmad Dokrat, our young brother, mashallah. So you know, he is in charge of the nasiha. Yesterday he sent us the one of first Muharram. We always one day ahead, you know. So with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, so today, inshallah, he'll send for 2 and 3 and whatever, inshallah. So remember, with his golden voice, he's reading the sunnah dua. So read that now. So number one, Allahu Akbar, hilalu khairin wa rushdin. These words, hilalu khairin wa rushdin, are mentioned in Abu Dawood. What is hilal? Hilal means raf'u saw, to raise your voice, remember that. And khairin wa rushdin, ya Allah, make this month of Muharram 1446 a month of goodness and righteousness for us, our families, the entire Ummah Muslimah. Second dua, we in South Africa, we know the kidnapping, hijacking, all that, Mawlana Yusuf Sataria, brother Ashraf Kaka, and so many other people, Allah alone knows who and who. So kidnapped and so forth, Allah bring them back safely to their families, ajil and ghayra ajil, immediately, as soon as possible, without delay. So anyway, so we should all by heart and learn this dua, Sahih Hadith in Tirmidhi. Allahu Akbar, Allahumma hillahu alayna bil amni wal iman, wa salamati wal islam. Sometime I find it surprising, students who are in final year, doing Dora, Dora to the Hadith, and you ask them these duas, not one of them, or maybe one, two know, but majority they don't know. So what good is it doing all this Hadith and flying through the basics you don't know? So ya Allah, let this new moon and crescent loom upon us with safety, security. See how much emphasis on safety, security. Preservation, protection of our iman and Islam. That is the greatest gift Allah conferred upon us. Allahumma hillahu alayna bil amni wal iman wa salamati wal islam wa tawfiq. Ya Allah, grant us divine guidance to say those words and do those actions. Lima tuhibbu wa tarda. It beloved to you and you are pleased with it. Rabbi wa rabbuka Allah. Ya Allah, you are my sustainer, nourisher, and the sustainer, nourisher of, remember, the celestial creation, the sun, the moon, the stars, and everything else. So that is the second dua. Third dua mentioned on the authority of Ubadah bin Samit. Ubadah bin Samit is buried there in Aqsa, just next to Aqsa, the masjid there. Maqbaratul Rahma, the graveyard of mercy. His honorable wife, Sayyida Umme Haram, radiallahu anha, buried in Cyprus. Way and way Sahaba went to propagate the deen of Islam for da'wat tabligh. He, Ubadah bin Samit, mentioned in Mustada Ahmad, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a new man starts, say, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. These phrases we know. Then after that, Allahumma inni as'aluka khayra hadha shahr. Ya Allah, I ask of you the best of this month, you see. Wa'udhu bika min sharri al-qadr. I seek your protection from evil destiny, evil fate, F-A-T-E. You will see people in Urdu who speak Urdu and they say, Meri kismati kharab hai. My destiny, my fate, F-A-T-E, is upside down. It's not permissible for Muslim to say these words. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sharri al-qadr wa su'il hashr. And an evil congregation assembly, meaning on the day of justice, the person wakes up with a non-Muslim, Hindus, Christians, idol worshippers, and Yahudi, Jews, and Zionists, and all that. Allah forbid. So therefore, we read these duas. Then the authentic hadith teaches us, remember this, always look for authentic hadith, then you come to the weak hadith. So, the authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif, Abu Dawood, Alhamdulillah, and Abu Dawood is of the Lusiyah, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best fast, Ba'da Shahri Ramadan, after the Ramadan fast, is Shahrullah al-Muharram. So this is the whole month of Muharram, the entire month. So therefore Imam Tirmidhi brought two separate chapters, one for Muharram, one for Ashura. Allama Munziri Rahimahullah in Targhib wa Tarhib did the same thing also. Ibn Majah also. So you will find that the Muharram Ahadith are one side and Ashura are one side, like that. So remember, so this great, great virtue, like today is Monday, this first of the month in South Africa, and you want to fast today is excellent. Even now you must remember, if you make niyat, provided that you didn't eat or drink anything before this, you must remember when Fajr time started, you can make intention for the nafil sunnat fast is permissible. And in that way there you practice on the hadith. And remember, if you're keeping, you want to keep for the Ashura, the 9th and 10th or 10th, 11th, so remember the hadith is, yukaffiru sanat al-madiya, so that you know this fast of Ashura, you will keep, it will erase and expunge 1 year's sins, you must remember that. Authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif. So in Tirmidhi and Kam Sumu At-Tasi'a wal-Ashir. So we must not imitate the Jews and Christians and them, so remember, so fast on 9th and 10th to 10th, 11th, or 9th, 10th and 11th, that's the best. So regarding Ashura, we should remember English, good, better, best. Good, you keep one fast also, Ashura, next week Wednesday, here in South Africa. Other parts of the world, next week Tuesday. So in that way, there you keep one, the fast is valid, you'll get reward, but it's makruh tanzihi, it's disliked, remember that. And two fasts you keep, so it is better, 9th and 10th or 10th, 11th. And excellent, good, bad, better, best, you keep all 3 days, the hadith in Musnad Ahmad. Sumu yawman qablahu wa yawman ba'dahu. Fast 1 day before it and 1 day after it. So that is what is authentic and what we should practice on. So we must not confuse issues and so forth. And then another point is the don'ts. So the don'ts will be 4 or 5 examples I give you. Some people think, you must remember, that to get married and nikah during this first 10 days of Muharram is not permissible. They rejected that, remember. It's a Shia propaganda. Some people think that Qiyamah will come on 10th Muharram. So that also is a fairy tale. The sad part of it is our ulama, they're writing these kind of things in our books and syllabi and that. So you must remember the Shia influence is very, very strong. So this two, three. Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein. Is permissible or not permissible? But is that the best? No, it's not the best. Why? Because Shia say Imam Ali, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, Imam Zainul Abidin, Imam Baqir, Imam Jafar Sadiq, like that. So you must remember that we see in the authentic hadith what Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called the beloved Nawasa and the grandsons of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So remember, they were called Sayyid. Now also in this world and in the year after. Hadith, remember, that is Al-Hasan wal-Husayn Sayyida Shababi Ahli al-Jannah. Hadith, Tirmidhi, authentic hadith. Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein are the leaders of the youth in Jannah. See the word Sayyid. Lifetime, Hadith Bukhari Sharif. Inna bani hadha Sayyidun. This grandson of mine, Sayyidina Hassan, is a Sayyid. He's a leader. And la'alla Allah ayyusliha bihi baina fiyatayn min al-Muslimin. Allah will use him to bring about reconciliation in the rank and file of this ummah. So these are all lessons for us that we should rather say Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein. And another issue will be among our Indians, and that is very common this. If you ask them Muharram, then they will tell you Muharram became important because you must remember of Shahadat-e-Hussein. That is totally wrong. You must say that if a person passes away on a Friday, so that is Allah's fadl, karam, benevolence that he passed away and his janazah will be read there. You must remember, you know, that person who passes away on a Friday or a person who passed away on Ashura. So people read his janazah, they will make good comments and say, look at how fortunate he is. So Allah wants to elevate the person, not the other way around. Friday became important because he passed away or she passed away. Or Ashura happened because, so became important because he passed away. Allah Jalla Wala wanted to elevate Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, gave him martyrdom on a Friday, Ashura, 61 years after Hijrah, in Maidan-e-Tufuf, in Karbala. I went to these places. We spent time there. We cried there. We made dua there. So here also another 2-3 issues you must remember. that I sent an article to you. I don't know if you read it out or not. If you read it out, very good. If you didn't read it, just open it there. That Sheikh Yusuf Makasa, I sent it to you. Just open it. See here, 3-4 things I want to show you. That people want to wear black clothes and all to do with Shias. They've got nothing to do with us. Another thing is people have majlis. Every day some people get together, just cry, cry, cry. Sayyidu Shuhada, the greatest martyr, Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anh, not Sayyidina Hussein. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anh was martyred, Sayyidina Usman was martyred, Sayyidina Ali was martyred, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anh martyred. They're all martyrs. But the greatest martyr of all time, all places, Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anh. Authentic hadith in Mustadrak Hakim, Sayyidu Shuhada. So we must be clear on these issues. So many people this morning, over 20 people, are sending me the message. There somebody sent on the group, it went viral, that when it is the first Muharram, then Hazrat Mufti Shafi'i Sahib Rahimullah, the Grand Mufti of Pakistan, wrote in Jawahir ul-Fiqh, you must write Bismillahir Rahman Rahim 113 times, you write it and you read it. So this was started by Sheikh Sirajuddin Rahimullah. Now this time here, so between Ishraq and Zohar, he would write in and say, Allah will give you a lot of rosy, barakat, sustenance. Or so fine. So that is an amal, you must remember. The problem comes about our people, the way they will emphasize it, they will make it like a sunnah. So when people ask me, it's authentic, I say, no, it's not authentic. If you say and ask, is something authentic, it means it is in the Quran, Sharif or Sunnah. This is just rai, an opinion of some ulama. It's not something authentic. So we must be very clear on this. Now we take this 113 Bismillah and then we elevate it so much, we put it on the rank of a Sunnah, that becomes a bidah. You must remember that. So that is how we make mistakes. Our people leave others, you understand. Our people make all this. I myself, this morning, I said, I don't do these things, you understand? I never did my life and I won't do it. So because it's just an opinion, it's not something based on wahi or revelation or something like that. So we must be very clear what is, we're not saying it's not permissible. We're saying it's permissible, but not sunnah, you see? And don't elevate it and so forth and now go and say, no, you must do this and so. So Sheikh Yusuf Makasa, I just want to show you something there also. So,
cheers.
Yeah, so
I read it?
So he passed away in which year? They got it there. So you must remember that he spent 5 years and then he passed away in 1699. You never read the article?
1699.
You never read the article out?
No.
So you must remember that he passed away in 1699. See, now many people in Kerala, I've been there many times. And the last time I went there, I was very happy. That person's name who renovated that whole area, I forget his first name, but afterwards it's the name Maimon. You understood? The Maimon guy went there and he renovated the whole area. He put nice fence and air cordoned it off and made it look very presentable because thousands of tourists go there. So imagine that Islam, that time Sheikh Yusuf Makasa and them came. You must remember, and the water, obviously salty water, the people say, Sheikh, we want water. He said, okay, I put my leg inside there. And at one side, the water became sweet. You must remember that. So an article like that, I'll send it out, inshallah. So the point here, you must remember, is this, that we believe in these things here. Karamat of awliya is haq, is true. You must remember that. Now people will go there in Cape Town today. They'll be fasting and all that. It's very good. You fast, no problem. So you must remember. They'll make iftar there. But you can't say it's sunnah. That every first Muharram and that you must go there and all that and it's fasting. It's like, you know, easy example that will resonate with you. Eid day. So people come, for example, we just say Eid is on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So people will come to where their parents used to live. Both parents or one parent or whatever. So somebody passed away here. And then they want to go graveyard. So we all know on Eid day to go graveyard. It's not sunnah, but it's permissible. So you must remember that. Because people stay so far, they want to make dua. And you know how people say Fatiha. And they want to make dua for the deceased. So what is this? Totally permissible. But you mustn't say it's sunnah. So similarly, yeah, if there's no other un-Islamic activities, you would say it's permissible. So they're going there, they're going to remember what was sacrifices Sheikh Yusuf of Makassar made and all that. Imam Tanguru, Rahimahullah, after that made and so forth and so. First was Sheikh Yusuf Makassar and then Imam Tanguru. Imam Tanguru, Rahimahullah, was incarcerated. That 1781 to 1793, that Roman Island. Today the Muslims know the Kuffar who are there. And they sold us all out. Now, yeah, I got a notice. Yeah, in our area today, there'll be no water. You understood why? Because you must remember they are busy with some pipes and all. So you'll have load shedding, you'll have water shedding, you'll have crookery, corruption. So that, you know, I go to the shop Sundays normally just to buy. Then always I make it a habit, I read the headlines. So yesterday they said some crook is going to overseas, you understood. So that, and how much? He's going with a delegation. Each one of them, pocket money, spending money, from our money, is given 250,000 rand each. Can you believe that? So this is who you know, and this type of thing. These people say, no, no, they made great sacrifice. Now they're making great sacrifice, you understand, spending all our money, and this type of thing. So, but the Muslim side, we don't know. You people go Cape Town, they're coming back. Ask them, did you go to Sheikh Yusuf Makassar's place? They don't even know these things there. A nation that doesn't know its history got no future. Did you go to Imam Tuanguru's grave? People went 5-10 times, they don't even know what you're talking about. It's an indictment upon us. It's foolish, you must remember that. Islam started in Cape Town and so forth, you must remember that. But you see, what has happened, just like the Saudi regime. The Saudi regime, now last point and I'm finished. Now you must remember, after Hajj and that, they had a big conference, you must remember. Muslim World League. And who they invite? They invite the Shias, they invite this one, they invite some sheikh from Cape Town, invite this one. Say, Ittihad, we're going to bring unity. How are you going to bring Ittihad with the Kuffar Shias? So you must, their hatred for Sahaba, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar. Khomeini writes, you must remember in his book, you must remember this, that also I sent to you, is in Urdu, that also I must send out. So you must remember, he writes, I don't accept that Rabb, I don't accept that Allah, who made Abu Bakr and Umar Khalifa of this Ummah. That's Khomeini, he wrote in his book. You understood? So you want to come tell me these people are Muslim? You must remember that. So we must be very clear. We must practice what Quran Sharif taught us, what Sunnah Mubarakah taught us, what the Ahlul Bayt, the household, the family of Nabi alayhi salam taught us, what the Sahaba radiallahu anhu taught, Awliyaullah taught, and then the four schools. That is Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. All other things is just fairy tales, you must remember. So be very careful, especially now in this first 10 days of Muharram, you will find that so many Sunnis, they think just like the Shia. Today I had a question from my own family. Who martyred Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anh? So they will tell you that Yazid. But Yazid wasn't there. So in their own book, you must remember, is written the Shias martyred Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anh. So remember this, and then they blame the Sunnis and so forth. But we are so naive, you understand? We just swallow everything. We must learn to sift out what is fact and fiction. Not just swallow everything, the fairy tales and all these kind of things. Yeah. So Allah Jalla wa'ala give us tawfiq for tafaqquh fi deen, that we understand our deen properly. Allah Jalla make easy. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We say jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Sahab.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.